It's good to be back with you again, right? Been here a couple times this year. I think it looks like I'm going to be back again in the future, right? I know we miss Joanne. I miss her. She's really a very good pastor and a great leader, and so I know I will miss her too. But we will come through things. Just remember, I live right down the road here, not too far, right? If anybody needs any help. Today we have a gospel reading, and we meet the Lord Jesus Christ during this season of Epiphany, the green season. Green's going to be out for a long time. It means to it's a the season of growth, of understanding of who this Jesus is. That's the big question of Epiphany, you know? We've just celebrated Christmas. Seems like a long time ago, right? Trees are down, already on the curb. You know, for probably a couple of weeks. And we have to think about that question. What child is this? What child is this that came to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Who is this Jesus that you and I have come to come and worship and to follow and to listen to as he reads from the prophet Isaiah for us today? You think about the weeks past in this season of Epiphany, that question, the answer is there for us. The first week, really, the first Sunday after that, even not on a Sunday, the 6th of January, Little Christmas, Epiphany itself, the visit of the three wise men, right? Remember back then, where is he who is born what? King of the Jews, a king. Different kind of a king. And each week we've met Jesus in the gospel lessons. This year, particularly when he was 12 years old, probably one of the earliest recognitions of understanding who Jesus was, left behind by his parents. Can you imagine that? They missed him. They went back after 3 days to find him. They're teaching in the synagogue. And what did Jesus say? I must be about my father's business. And that's the business that he would be about in his life. And it took a while for him to really understand who he was also. Maybe today he's got some of that answer there. Where is he who is born King of the Jews? Be about his father's work. And then to be baptized in the River Jordan by John. Thou art my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. As we get down through the season of Epiphany, I would encourage you to listen to that gospel lesson when he goes up the Mount of Transfiguration on that last day, and to the words that once again come from heaven and proclaim him, God's only son. That's who he is. Today we have a gospel lesson in which Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim good news to the poor, to let the captive go free and give recovery of sight to the blind, for the acceptable year of the Lord. To say to them to proclaim that people are to be set free, oppressed set free, and proclaim good news to the poor. Sometimes you and I are poor in many ways. Sometimes you and I are also blind in many ways too. He wants to give a release and a forgiveness to all of God's people. Rather than retribution, he would give mercy. And that's a hard thing. You know, during these last days, also and politically and stuff, we think about it. Boy, there has been no retribution, right? All of us kind of experience that in one way or another. You know, people continually committing crimes and stuff and not paying the price for it. And yet Jesus wants to preach to God's people about mercy, of having mercy. Thank God he has mercy on us, on you and me, because we're not always the people God has called us to be. We don't get that sometimes. We forget about it. We think it's always the other person. And I think Jesus is saying, something different for his time and place, maybe for us to think about also. It's about God's mercy upon God's people, especially the poor and those who have no one to care about them. And so he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim mercy to all of God's people. It's like he's turned the page a little bit on the Old Testament. An eye for an eye and what? A tooth for a tooth. He's saying, I think, in a sense, God is going to look at things a different way from now on. And this is for you and for me. And thank God he does. He says, I'm going to look at my people and I'm going to give them mercy. And they should live also as a merciful people also. He will forgive them and remember their sin no more. We remember that sometimes in our life too, that we are not always the people God has called us to be. But God gives us the ability to come each and every Sunday and to hear this good news that you and I are a loved people. We are the body of Christ, and he is the head of us, and he leads us in love and faithfulness. And so he says that this is my job here today, during this Sunday of Epiphany. The Spirit of the Lord is upon him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon all of us in our baptisms to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Delivers a loving and a forgiving and a merciful people. So let us remember that during this season of Epiphany. It's a time in which Jesus is revealed to us of who he is, even to himself, and where he's going and what he's going to proclaim in the weeks ahead for all of us. The Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, to let the captives go free, liberty to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Let us remember who Jesus is, and let us remember who we are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.